within Orthodoxy, he was like a parent, but the kind of parent that you were oddly never afraid of, and always loved, and constantly amongst yourselves, you told stories about him. You know, loving stories, stories of foibles or of sweet little happenings or things, and you would have missed that. At the service last night, there were tears. But afterwards, there was great joy in recounting various stories about him.
The Orthodox Bishop of Alaska, his seat, his cathedral is here in Sitka, but he's actually, he has to be a far-ranging guy. The diocese is huge. Mm-hmm. But it sounds like he had the ability to kind of connect with people in a very at a very personal level, despite his flock being so far flung.
It's very odd. He never made it to more than a handful of places in Alaskan Orthodoxy once, sometimes twice, but he certainly never made it to all places of Orthodoxy in Alaska, not even close. And yet, places where he was only once or twice, oh my heavens, they have memory of him. Long-lasting memory, and really bright in that memory, really, really personal. Yeah, he had an enormous ability to connect, and I don't think most people realized how quickly they were connecting with him until it was already over, and sometimes long afterwards, when you realize how clear and how bright that memory is.